This is Talk with Audrey. Welcome back. Throughout the national emergency, the American Legion National Commander Bill Oxford has continued to lead the nation's largest veterans organization as many American Legion posts closed their homes and postponed events due to coronavirus concerns. And to tell us how the nation's largest veterans organization is supporting national community recovery efforts through the coronavirus epidemic, Vietnam War veteran and American Legion National Commander James Bill Oxford. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here and represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
Yes, and you're representing them from home.
Yes, ma'am. Following the governmental recommendations about social distancing.
But you can't stop the mission. So, yeah, and I'm sure that all those vets out there who count on the American Legion are counting on you still. So how are you responding to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Audrey, we have recommended that posts close and limit that physical contact between members. But our posts are still staying active. We have Legion posts across the country that are, I mean, they're collecting masks or gloves or disinfectant wipes or food or any of those things that we can do to help help society while maintaining social distancing and following safety protocols. But we still use drive-through meals, takeout, and some delivery services. So we are still maintaining our mission and doing the things we can to help veterans.
And in what other ways, Commander, has the American Legion adapted to this new environment? I mean, you know, delivering the services and everything with posts that are closed is tough, right?
Well, it is. Many veterans rely on that comradeship, that daily contact to keep themselves going. But and I mentioned we have recommended that posts close and limit the physical contact, but there are many ways that we are using Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, other teleconferencing digital means, and the phone to maintain contact with veterans. And let me talk about that just a minute, if I might. We have a program called our Buddy Check, and the Buddy Check program, it goes back to the World Wars when we heard a term called battle buddies. That's worrying about the person in the foxhole with you. But our Buddy Check program is it's using Legionnaires and the telephone to reach out to veterans and just to see if they're okay. Are you doing well? Is there anything you need? Anything we can do to help? But it's that contact. And hoping that those veterans will realize you're important to us. We're still out here fighting for you and looking out for you. And that Buddy Check, and we've had great success with that. Across the country, we've had people make trips to the grocery store. We've had Legionnaires make a trip to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. We've had other errands that allow those veterans to practice social distancing. But it's just a way. We even had a Legionnaire to roll trash cans from the street back to the house. So those are ways that we're still reaching out to make sure that we maintain contact with those veterans, just to make sure they realize we're concerned and we want to help, and we're here to help.
Absolutely, and I understand that there are also a lot of veterans who are not physically able to do their own shopping or do something simple, even like, you know, take the trash can to the curb, right? Those are things that still have to be done, right? Absolutely. So you have able-bodied veterans who can commit their time to helping other veterans who might not be as fortunate. They're also being hit, and I love this Buddy Check, by the way. I love the Buddy Check. So that's by phone or by Zoom you can do it?
Well, We do it any way that a veteran feels comfortable. Typically, it's a phone call, but those other multimedia avenues are also available.
All right. Yeah, it's a whole new world out there, isn't it?
It is.
Indeed. So, and veterans are also especially hit by the economic downturn. I'm hearing that a lot of them are having some financial issues and, well, just, yeah.
It's, yes.
These are really tough times for our vets, who many are already suffering.
Well, when we think about veterans, they are hit especially hard. But when we think about the things that affect veterans specifically, like PTSD, Sometimes they're isolated, face depression. There's could be a job issue. There's always health care, sometimes health care issues. And there are lots of environmental issues that veterans have faced. And talking specifically about Agent Orange from Vietnam and the burn pits from the current conflicts. But the economic issues facing them, veterans are still competing for fewer jobs. So we just and one of the things that we've done, we've asked the military to extend those folks on active duty for 6 to 12 months, just so that they'll have time when the economy recovers to look for jobs. And we're also encouraging employers to hire a vet.
All right. Well, I hope that those, every time we talk with you, I know we are encouraging employers to hire a vet. Do you think that those benefits will be extended?
Well, that's...
I know there's a whole lot of paperwork and a whole lot of lobbying that has to go on, and I'm hoping and praying for the Legion.
That's an issue we're continuing to follow, and I don't know that we have an answer on that yet, but it's an issue we're just continuing to press.
So stay tuned, guys. Stay in touch with the American Legion. And if you are not a member, become a member. And the commander is going to give us the website information as we close out. What about the election? Are you guys going to be really involved this year in the election?
Well, as you know, and I think most everybody realizes, the American Legion is a non-political organization. We do not endorse a candidate or a party, but we do encourage Legionnaires to reach out, study the issues, study the candidates, and vote. That's the most important thing we can do. But as we look into the political season, and as the economy opens back up and Legion posts are available, we do have occasional candidate forums where all parties and all candidates are invited to share their means or their views. So as we enter into the political season, we're not sponsoring candidates or parties, but we do open up the political arena and give candidates the opportunity to present their ideas. But we encourage Legionnaires.
That's a good old-fashioned American way. Yeah, there you go. All right, that's good. That's good. Get involved. You know?
Absolutely.
And encourage people to vote.
Right.
Is always a good thing. So let's go to the GI Bill for just a minute. I understand that there are folks who are attending school that have stopped classes, but they're getting GI Bill benefits. Are those benefits continuing? If classes have stopped,
when we think about the GI Bill, those veterans are receiving a payment because of their service. Now, the veterans didn't cause the schools to stop teaching. The veteran didn't teach or didn't cause the schools to stop their classes. So, we have tried to get Congress to realize that they need to continue funding these benefits. The veterans are still facing rent. They're still facing food, medical supplies, those issues. So we are pressing Congress or asking Congress to continue funding these GI Bill benefits, even though the schools are closed. Now that doesn't impact the online classes, and many veterans are using that to benefit. But for the schools that have closed, we are encouraging Congress to continue funding those benefits.
It's interesting because it could even be that, you know, the classes have stopped and the vet doesn't have access to a computer and or the internet and therefore can't continue. That's
sure.
Yeah. So many issues have sprung up, right? Out of all of this, we realize that our systems really need to be shored up. So, but the American Legion has always been very closely associated with the GI Bill. Why is that?
Well, for anybody that's not familiar, in 1944, the Servicemen's Readjustment Act was passed. But that original GI Bill was written by past National Commander Harry Clomery of Kansas. The American Legion created and wrote the first GI Bill. So we like to take credit for creating the GI Bill.
All right. And now everybody knows it. So I know that there are a lot of issues facing veterans, but I also know that it's important that veterans get this information. So where can they go to either join if they haven't already, or to find out more about what you're doing, and, you know, if they are currently active in the American Legion, how to access information?
Well, the best place to do that would be on the World Wide Web at legion.org. That's our website. It talks about all of the programs, policies, procedures, membership. Anything that the American Legion is doing is on that website. Now, most departments at states also have a website. You can look up the state programs. Or another good way is to contact your local Legion post. It might be closed, but somebody might be there to answer your phone call, or they'll at least return a voicemail. But legion.org on the World Wide Web or your department website is the best way to find out more information about us.
All right, everyone, you know I've been covering the American Legion every opportunity that I have. I'm a military brat, so, you know, I have military issues, vet issues are very, very close to me in my heart. Both of my father and my grandfather have both served, and as a child, I lost a number of friends' parents in the Vietnam War. So, yeah, you know, everybody's suffering. Lend a hand. You know, our vets served our country, and yeah. These are tough times for everybody, but
Audrey,
check that out.
Could,
they've got a website full of information.
Audrey, if I
you
could add one thing, you talked about being a military brat. The auxiliary of the American Legion is a spouse's organization and was recently opened up to male spouses of female veterans. So the auxiliary is also a wonderful way to serve and a major contributor to our American Legion family.
Oh, wonderful. I was not aware of that, Commander.
Yes, ma'am.
That's it. Keep up with the times. Doggone it. I love that. You guys always, you can always pivot and help, you know. You're always adding things. That's why, guys, be sure to check out that website. My guest has been a Vietnam War veteran, American Legion National Commander, James Bill Oxford. Thanks so much for joining me. Be safe out there, and we're praying for you and all of our nation's veterans.
Thank you, ma'am. It's a great opportunity and an honor to be here.
My pleasure. I'll be right back after this.